Welcome to Nuggets of Wisdom with Pastor Martha Henderson, where the Word of God is spoken in truth without reservation, and His wisdom is imparted to the listeners. Today's message asks a very important question. Do you have what you need to make it in? This message is taken from Matthew chapter 25, dealing with the wise and the foolish virgins.
And let's go to the book of Matthew 25. You get your Bible. Let's go to Matthew 25. And will you read it, please? And I don't want nobody here this morning to look at nobody else such your own self. Ask yourself, do I have what I need to make it in? If Jesus would call me today, do I have what I need to make it in? Just something to think about, y'all. Do I have what I need to make it in? I'm trying to make it to heaven, y'all. And I'm checking myself every day. Lord, do I have what I need? I went to bed last night, going to sleep. Lord, do I have what I need to make it in? If I don't never go nowhere else to preach, I want to know, do I have what I need to make it in? I want to know, God, if I lay down and die today, do I have what I need to make it in? Hello, y'all. If I don't never get another position, come on, somebody, do I have what I need to make it in? Folks are dying and people saying here on earth, they gone to heaven when they're dead and gone to hell. Do you have what you need to make it in? Ask yourself that question. Do I have it? Y'all come on here. Do I have what I need to make it in? Think about it. Read.
Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened.
Listen what he said, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened to
10 virgins.
10 virgins. Let me tell y'all something about virgins. Virgins was clean. All of them was clean. Hello, somebody. What he said.
Which took their lamps.
This is what the Bible said. They all took their lamps. They all took their lamps. And the lamps had oil in it. Come on.
And went forth to meet the bridegroom.
And they went to meet the bridegroom. Talking about Jesus. One day we're going to meet him, y'all.
Yes.
One day we're going to meet him face to face, y'all. Do you have what you need, glory to God, hallelujah, to hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant, well done. Do you have that? Think about it. Don't none of us know where death is. None of us know, glory to God, hallelujah, when it'll be the day or the time that we take our last breath. But you should live like every day is your last day, because you don't know, glory to God. All you know is you got to have what you need in order to make it in.
Oh, yes.
You got to have it.
Yes.
Touch 3 people on your row and tell them you got to have it. And you know what you got to have? You got to have Jesus, baby. You got to have his spirit.
Yes.
You got to have him living in the inside of you. He abides in me and I abides in him. He got to be in you, baby. Come on, somebody. What he said.
5 of them were wise.
That's what he said. He said 5 of them was wise.
And 5 were foolish.
Let me tell y'all something, glory to God. I begin to write back there. A wise person, it is possible to be wise. Because wise folks walk in the counseling of the Lord. When they speak, when they advise others, they advise them with the word of God. That's somebody that's wise. They make choices according to the word of God. That's somebody wise. Look at somebody and tell them that's somebody wise. Hello, y'all. We got to do this thing the way God wanted it done. What he said.
And 5 were foolish.
5 of them was foolish. Foolishness, y'all. Foolish folks, listen here, is people that will make bad judgment. Y'all hear this? In other words, they don't make wise decisions. Foolish. When somebody come to you, glory to God, hallelujah, instead of you, glory to God, counseling them and advising them according to the word of God, you'll start saying what you think. And by the time you get through putting your little 2 cents in it, glory to God, hallelujah, now it done made a mess because, glory to God, hallelujah, you wasn't wise, baby. I feel the Holy Ghost in here. That was foolish. You notice what the Bible said, glory to God, hallelujah. They all took oil in their lamp. But it was something about the wise. The wise had a container with oil in it. They didn't just go with, glory to God, hallelujah, just with the oil in the vessel. But they took another vessel with oil in it. Do you hear what I'm saying? In other words, glory to God, hallelujah, when the bridegroom delayed his coming. Look at somebody and said, delay is coming. And that's what's going to mess people up. Glory to God. People are sitting back and thinking they got a long time. Because you feel like that you got a long time. You feel like you can live like you want to live and do like you want to do. Y'all better come on here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the Bible said he delayed his coming. And because he delayed his coming and because they were foolish, their lamps went out. Y'all better come on here, glory to God. Oh, I will take your lamp out. Gossiping will take your lamp out. Gossiping, glory to God, will put your lamp out, getting on these telephones and glory to God, gossiping about one another. I come to tell you, glory to God, it'll put your lamp out. Oh, look at somebody and tell them it'll put your lamp out. I come to tell you, lying will put your lamp out. The Bible cannot lie, glory to God. He said, a lie you don't tear in his eyesight. We got to be careful according to the word of God. Paul told the Corinthians, he said, examine your own self to see whether you be in the faith. It's time, saints of God, to stop pointing fingers at one another and start checking our own self. It's time for us to look at our own self in the mirror. God, I feel you in here this morning. Because if we ain't careful, we will not have what it takes to make it in. Look at somebody and ask them, do you have what it takes to make it in? Do you have it? Do you have it? Do you have it? We getting around, we pointing fingers at one another. We'll get with somebody else and we'll tell somebody else this about this one here. Come on, somebody, because what we failing to realize, what we're doing, because we're not wise counselors, what we are doing is we're putting something in somebody else's heart against that person. Come on, somebody. And when you put that in that person's heart, and now, glory to God, hallelujah, that person ain't gonna be able to receive that person. Why? Because they're gonna think in the back of their mind what you have dropped into their spirit. God, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, come on and lift your hands and say, God, make me a wise counselor. Make me a wise counselor. Counselor. Look at somebody and tell them, glory to God, when I speak, I want it to be profitable. We're doing stuff, glory to God, hallelujah, and we think it ain't no harm. You know why? Because you're foolish. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, glory to God, hallelujah, it's time to stop being foolish. You look at people in the church, glory to God, you see all this word going forward, and you say, God, I wonder why they can't come up. I wonder why this can't happen to them. It has nothing to do with the church. It has nothing to do with leadership, but it has everything to do with you, whether you're wise or whether you're foolish. And I come to tell you, I begin to come to the grip, it's too many foolish folk in the house of God. What he said,
they that were foolish took their lamps.
This is what the Bible said. They that was foolish, they took the lamp
and took no oil with them.
But they didn't take no oil with them.
Read on.
But the wise took oil in their vessels.
The wise took oil in in their vessels. Why? Because of the fact here, the wise, glory to God, hallelujah, they begin to realize and know, even and think about, even in his delaying, if he delay, if he don't come when he say coming, but I still have some oil that I got to reach back and I can put into my vessel, put into my lamp. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. Honey, you got to stay prayed up. You got to keep the spirit. That's why David said it like this. David said, Lord, whatever, don't you take your spirit away from me. The spirit of God is what we need. I feel the Holy Ghost in you. That's what we need. You can't keep the spirit in line. You can't keep the spirit back buying.
Come on. While the bridegroom tarried.
Why he tarried? He delayed his coming.
They all slumbered and slept.
You know what? I know within people's mind, they done heard so long. Everybody been talking about he coming. He coming, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Just because he hadn't showed up last night, he didn't show up this morning, he hadn't showed up in, and I will say in this minute, because the day ain't through yet.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
It still don't mean that he ain't coming, which means, glory to God, you still got to be preparing yourself. You still got to be getting ready. You ain't getting ready gossiping. You ain't getting ready lying. You ain't getting ready backbiting. You ain't getting ready doing all this crazy stuff. Hating on one another. God, I feel you in you. Hating on one another. That ain't getting yourself ready for his coming.
But y'all fail to realize, I asked God, I prayed last night. I said, God, I said, I'm searching me tonight. I said, God, I know what's in me. Won't let me mistreat people. It won't let me do stuff that I used to do. But Lord, I come just say, I want to be examined tonight. Because I want the real spirit in me. Oh, y'all come on here. I want to know, glory to God, hallelujah, that if I would die tonight, that I got what I need to make it in. Because I'm looking at people, glory to God, hallelujah, and act like they got this thing in their hand. It's not in your hand. When you realize, glory to God, hallelujah, that life ain't in your hand, glory to God, hallelujah. You treat it like it's in somebody else's hand, and you do everything that you can, glory to God, hallelujah, that when the bridegroom come, that you will be ready. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
All this sneakiness.
Yes.
Can I just get on your level?
Come on,
all this sneakiness. All this undercover conniving stuff.
Yes.
All of this stuff got to go.
Yes, Lord.
Do you know who we really are? We are supposed to be the body of Christ.
Yes.
Show me anywhere, glory to God, that the head done this. Jesus Christ is the head of the church, and the church is the body of Christ. Show me anywhere that he done any show me where he done any of this. Show me why he was behind Peter back talking about Paul. Show me why he was behind John's back, but he was talking about John to Paul. Show me. Even though, glory to God, hallelujah, he knew that Judas, glory to God, hallelujah, was the one that was going to betray him. But he didn't go around, glory to God. They was the one trying to find out. They said, who is it? He didn't go around and telling him, glory to God, listen here, Judas ain't no good. God, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. But honey, we got to be like him. Look at somebody and tell him, you got to be like Jesus. Oh God, I feel you in here this morning. Look at somebody and tell him, you got to be like Jesus. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. Saints of God, I'm telling you this morning, every last one of us ought to get on this altar and we ought to cry out to God and ask him, God, do I have what I need to make it in?
Do I have it?
Yes, Lord.
Even when we leave the church, we still ought to be like him.
Yes.
When you get home, in our close, concealed room, we still ought to be like him. If he didn't do it, glory to God, you ought not do it. If he didn't say it, then you ought not say it. If he didn't act like that, then you ought not act like that.
What he said.
And at midnight, there was a cry made.
Midnight coming, y'all. Look at somebody telling me, midnight coming. Midnight coming. And look at them and tell them that one telephone call to gossip about your sister or your brother, it ain't worth it. It taking you all. Look at them and tell them it taking you all. It taking you all. You're going to find out, glory to God, hallelujah. You're going to be like Samson. Samson shook himself and he found out he didn't have what he had thought he had. And you can't deny it. One time he had it, but he kept on fooling around with Delilah. He kept on fooling around with the world. And that's the way the world do. The world do the gossiping. The world is foolish. Come on, somebody. You can't keep on playing and then expect, glory to God, hallelujah, when the bridegroom come, that you are prepared and you are ready. Oh, I feel God in here this morning. Honey, you better know, glory to God, this ain't nothing to play with. My soul is at stake. Foolishness. Look at somebody and tell them foolishness.
Foolishness.
They say, oh, we got no oil. What they say?
Give us of your oil.
They say, no, we ain't got none to give.
At least we don't have enough for ourselves.
We only got enough for ourselves. This is an individual thing.
How, yeah.
You can sit around and you can let family cause you not to get in that place.
Yes, Lord.
You can sit around with foolishness and allow it not to get, let you get in the place and get yourself prepared if you want. But one day you're going to have to face him, and this is an individual thing. And when you find out, glory to God, your family can't even help you. Because when you look at your family and say, you know, I need some of your oil, and they say, I ain't got nothing. I can't help you.
Jesus.
That's exactly what they were telling them, glory to God, I can't help you.
Yes.
I only got enough for myself.
Yes.
Hey, God, help me up in here this morning. Look at somebody and tell them, glory to God, you better know this individual thing. You better know this individual thing. I believe God is touching you as I preach, baby. Or somebody ought to shout glory. And I want you to throw your hands up in the air and tell the Lord, yes. Oh, I feel the pop of the Holy Ghost up in here. Oh, my God. I feel the pop of the Holy Ghost. You got to have some oil. You got to have some anointing. You got to have Jesus in your life. Hey! My God, look. Hey, God. I destroy every yoke of the enemy in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Ah, God. I heard the Holy Ghost say something I ain't heard. He said, tell him I'm activating her. God is activating you. Oh, God, look. When you activate a telephone, it can be used. God said, I'm activating you. Yeah, God, I feel you in you. Come on and put them hands together. Come on, put them hands together. Woo! There ain't none like you. There ain't none like you. There ain't none like you. Come on, lift them hands and tell him. Search all over. Couldn't find nobody. Search high and low. Still couldn't find nobody. There ain't none like you. Come on and tell him. There ain't none like you. There ain't none like you, Lord.
like you. Can't nobody do me like you do. Woo! There ain't none like you. Search all over. Set high and low. Still couldn't find nobody. I couldn't find nobody. No, I couldn't find nobody. How many can help me say that? I couldn't find nobody. Couldn't find nobody. Do me like you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There ain't none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. There ain't none like you, Lord. Hey, there ain't none like you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Can't no one heal me like you, Lord. Oh, I dare you to tell somebody that. Can't nobody keep my mind like you, Lord. Hey, God, it all, shaha. I couldn't find nobody. Hallelujah. I couldn't find nobody. I said, ha, ha, and I said, Lord. But I wasn't able to find nobody. Couldn't find nobody. Do me like you, Lord. Come on, Minister John, and help me. I couldn't find nobody. Woo! No. I couldn't find nobody. Couldn't find nobody. Hey. I couldn't find nobody. Couldn't find nobody. Do me like you, Lord. Woo!
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't find nobody. I dare y'all to open your mouth up. Oh, I couldn't find nobody. Oh, I couldn't find nobody. Couldn't find nobody to do me like Jesus. Oh, I couldn't find nobody. Nobody to heal me like Jesus. Nobody to keep my mind like Jesus. Hey. Get it up, Osha. Oh, if you know he done something for you, you ought to just say, I couldn't find nobody. When the devil tried to take my mind, I couldn't find nobody. My help was in Jesus. Oh, come on and open up your mouth. Oh, open up your mouth all over this place. When I needed healing, I couldn't find nobody. Oh, glory, 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 glory. I know he'll keep your mind. I know he'll keep your mind. I know he'll keep your mind. I know he'll heal your body. Oh, I know it. Hey. Get a little bow shot. Oh, God. Heal up my shoulder on my higher. Yes, God. In my sanctified soul, I cry, yeah.
Hey.
Hey, God. Touch from the crown of the head to the sole of feet. Touch.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Strengthen up. Where she weak at, God. Strengthen up. In the name of Jesus. Y'all come on here and give him praise. Come on and give him praise. Come on and give him praise. Oh, you ought to give him praise. Oh, 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 oh. Somebody ought to give him praise. Somebody ought to bless him today. Bless him for what he.
What a powerful word of God, compelling us to ask ourselves, do we have what it takes to make it in? We should ask ourselves the question, are we wise or are we foolish? This message was originally preached in 2017. Join us next time for another episode of Nuggets of Wisdom with Pastor Martha Henderson. Thanks so much for listening.